Water from the Holy Rosary Catholic Church's well is not safe to drink. That's according to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. It found PFAS in the water at a level 2.5 times greater than the health advisory level established by the EPA. The chemicals are used in firefighting foams, and the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities presumes the contamination is the result of testing firefighting equipment at the Dillingham Airport. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation tested 9 wells in Dillingham. The other 8 showed no contamination or PFAS levels well below the health alert threshold. The well is located at the parish house, and the priest, Father Scott Garrett, is the water technician. He said the state of Alaska alerted him to the situation on Thursday. He's boarded up the button that operates the pump and posted signs alerting patrons that the well is closed. In Dillingham, the city's water is limited to the downtown area, and the rust and sulfur content in private wells varies widely. Holy Rosary has operated its well since the 1970s, and it has established a strong reputation locally as quality drinking water. Garrett estimates that hundreds of people and businesses rely on the church's well for drinking water during the winter. During the summer fishing season, he said probably 1,000 people utilize it.
Restaurants use the water. Fishermen, there are a lot of those come in. People like the airport and Nooshigak Electric, the administrative offices in Dillingham, they fill up their bottles, and everyone knows this place and everyone likes the water. At least they did. I may not like it now after this news comes out.
Mike Carty has been using the church's water at his home for at least 15 years. When he drove to the parish house to fill his water containers on Friday, Garrett greeted him with the news.
Yeah, we had to shut the water down. It got contaminated by the airport.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah.
Gosh darn those guys.
I know.
Then Carty explained to me.
I don't have running water, so I get water here like 2-3 times a week. I'll go through maybe 1-2 gallons a day. I got a couple of dogs, so I got to give them water all the time. So it's been really good water, too.
The state and city of Dillingham set up a temporary alternative water source. People can fill their water containers at a spigot on the north side of the Dillingham Senior Center from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The health effects of long-term exposure to PFAS are not yet well defined. According to the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, communities highly exposed to PFAS have shown that the chemicals could damage many systems in the body, including gastrointestinal, cardiovascular, immune, and reproductive systems. Both the DOT and DEC declined to give recommendations on whether people who use private wells near the airport should continue to use that water before more extensive testing has been conducted. The state is exploring a permanent solution to the problem that could include installing a water filter at Holy Rosary. Groundwater contamination from PFAS at airports has been found at 2 other communities in Alaska, Fairbanks and Gustavus. DEC is currently evaluating past and present airports and Department of Defense sites statewide. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.